I'm actually going to be in Berlin for a year.
Oh, yeah, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
I suppose.
I don't really have a plan yet. Just going to get on a plane and try to tour around.
Well, it's with great pleasure we are joined by Ryan Ledoux. He is the director and writer of the short film No Bedroom, which is playing at the Fava Festival on Friday, March 8th. It's in the block between 7 and 9 p.m. and it's at the Orange Hub. Ryan, how are you doing today?
Good, Mark. Yeah. Yourself?
Great. Great. For our millions of listeners out there, can you kind of give a little synopsis about what No Bedroom is about? Because I certainly enjoyed watching it. And what I really liked about the film as well was it's open to a lot of interpretation, but maybe you can give a synopsis without spoiling it at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's definitely a bit of ambiguity to the film, but the premise is No Bedroom follows a woman who uses the prospect of renting her house as kind of a strange way to meet people. And she may or may not be genuine about actually renting her house.
What was the motivation behind the film? Because certainly for 2024, like I said, my mind was just racing with, you know, kind of the politically charged environment we live in today. You know, where did you kind of get the inspiration to write the film?
I think just the early inspiration was just between me and Cassie, who plays the lead actor and whose actual house we filmed in. We had met the year prior and we both wanted to collaborate on something and make a film. And we wanted to make something that just felt, you know, that felt alive and felt kind of raw and felt spontaneous. And, you know, it was a bit of a departure from both of our kind of previous works. And so we kind of just slowly put different pieces together of different kind of themes and, you know, types of shots and a type of character that we wanted to portray. And we slowly kind of just came up with this kind of concept. And then I just, you know, slowly wrote kind of the character arcs for each character that appears. And yeah, that was, I actually can't even remember the, you know, the initial spark for the concept itself, but the starting point really was just this desire between me and Cassie to collaborate together. That's really the heart of where it all started.
You know, just when you answer that question, I really appreciate what you said about the character arcs, because I really felt I got to know some of the intricacies of the characters, everything from the first male interviewee and kind of his lifestyle and his musical choices, like the Doors. And, you know, I got to know Cassie through the green bean salad. So they certainly felt really fleshed out to me. Tell me a little bit about another character towards the end of the film. What was her character arc?
Well, my intention with her character arc, and I guess I should preface that, you know, I said that I kind of wrote the arcs, but I didn't write a lot of, like, I didn't write any dialogue. It was all kind of improvised, and the actors brought a lot to their characters that I hadn't written. And, you know, to some degree, they didn't even know themselves until we were in the moment filming. You know, the film was very spontaneous, very improvised. But my intention with the character played by Alex Dawkins there at the end, the point there was just to have someone who was, you know, kind of keeping up with this kind of flirty, kind of playful exchange that is going on, but to kind of challenge Cassie and to kind of, you know, the first guy is a bit at the whim of Cassie and he's a bit nervous. And so I wanted to contrast that at the end with someone who was, you know, maybe a bit in on Cassie's game and, you know, acting bold and kind of meeting her on her level in a way. So that was kind of the main purpose of her character.
We're talking with Ryan Ledoux. He is the director of the film No Bedroom, which is playing at the Fava Festival. What I also appreciated about the film was I always love seeing films that take place in one location. And this takes place in one apartment with several rooms, you know, to navigate. How much storyboarding was involved? Or as you said, was it kind of more flying by the seat of your pants and then you figured out the blocking, you know, within the moment of shooting?
Yeah, very much the latter. It was really a dance. That's how I would describe it. You know, we didn't, for when we first kind of started filming, it was, you know, the cinematographer, Bob, and and the sound recordist, Tom Mandel, they were kind of glued together and they just, you know, kind of filmed and followed wherever the characters were going. Nobody knew where they were going to go, where they were going to end up. And we all just kind of, in anticipation, just kind of figured it out together in the moment. And then we kind of refined things each take after that. You know, like I would say, okay, I like how you went over to this part of the room, maybe go there a bit quicker in the next take kind of thing. But we definitely didn't storyboard anything. And we filmed over 2 days. And, you know, over those 2 days, we kind of refined the blocking a little more and made it a little more precise and a little more, I guess, a little bit more intentional. But but the whole thing definitely was, you know, motivated by the performances of the actors. And the camera was very much following their kind of natural movements in the moment.
Obviously, this is playing at Fava Festival. And I know we had talked offline that you've been a member with them for almost 10 years now. What's your relationship with Fava and how important is it for this film to be part of Fava Festival?
Well, Fava is very instrumental in my just whole identity as an artist. I first got involved with them when I was 16. I found a View Weekly magazine on the bus and there was an ad for Fava. I had never heard of it. And I had no idea that there was a place in Edmonton that had, you know, filmmaking courses and supported indie filmmakers in that way. So I got involved with them, took classes, made short films with them. And I've been doing that nonstop for 10 years. And they really just instilled in me this, you know, creating art for art's sake. Because, you know, just especially when I got involved 10 years ago, it was just this little co-op located in their previous location downtown. And it was, you know, you just watch these weird movies created by the members who weren't, you know, we all have aspirations for a big audience and we all want our films to do well. But I came across just these people who would make films purely for their own sake and their own exploration. And that, I think there's a lot of value in that. Absolutely. And I think that's what I really carry forward from Fava. So.
Absolutely. And shout out to View Weekly. I always remember. Yeah, that was definitely a staple in my life. I like the word that you use, exploration. You know, I think at the end of the film, there's certainly some exploration to be done by the audience. You know, giving people the definitive ending, what do you hope that they gain from this viewing experience of No Bedroom?
Well, I think there's a pattern that's established throughout the film by having these different people come. And obviously the film ends on a note of, you know, another person entering Cassie's apartment. And so I think I just wanted to leave the viewer with, I guess, the question of what it means that there's this, what does this last person mean? Is it, you know, the last person to ever come visit and view her house, or just the last person that we see?
Absolutely. We are joined by Ryan Ledoux. He is the director of No Bedroom, which is playing on Friday, March 8th from 7 till 9 during Fava Festival. I have to actually tell you, too, I loved the second actor who came into the room. He was great. Did you have a previous relationship with him? And maybe you can tell the audience what his name was, because I thought he was a really great actor.
Yeah, so that was played by Scott Jansen. He's a local actor. I always see him hustling for roles in different, you know, commercials and indie things around the city. I didn't have a previous relationship with him. No, I just reached out to him on Facebook. I put an ad out. And yeah, he kind of came out for this small, but I think important part in the film.
He was great. You know, and like I said, maybe as we spoke earlier, I loved, you know, talking about music. And he was a very curious individual, which reminded me of, I don't know, he kind of almost seemed like a Fred Armisen, you know what I mean? But without the comedic lines that he would probably deliver. But I thought he was wonderful. Any social media handles or websites you'd like to promote? If, you know, we obviously want everybody to come check out the film at Fava Festival, but do you have any handles or where if they want to reach out to you and see the film at a later date?
Yeah, the best place would be my website, vitalonlyfilms.com. I've got a couple links to some trailers up there, and then as well as my Vimeo, which you can find on my website as well.
And what can we see in the future from Ryan Ledoux? Are you working on any short films right now or any other inspiration or other art that you're pursuing?
Yeah, I've since made another short film. It's called Secret Time. We filmed it this last summer. A lot of the same people. Cassie, again, is the lead actor. Same cinematographer, Bob Leroux. And it follows kind of a night in a, a night in the life of a woman who's cut unexpectedly early from work, and she wanders down White Ave and ends up at a bookstore, the Wee Book Inn. And through a process of kind of just perusing different books, she's just kind of triggered by different memories in her life and kind of just has this night of self-exploration, I would say. And yeah, it's very much an Edmonton love letter. We shot all around White Ave, and that's currently in post-production. So I'm currently in the process of writing the voiceover with Cassie right now. So stay tuned for that. I'll be submitting that to festivals in just a few months here.
Well, congratulations on No Bedroom. I strongly recommend everybody to go check it out, let alone for the scene where the young protagonist is making a green bean casserole salad dish that I think cooks in the oven. It was one of my favorite parts of the short film. But congratulations. Everybody check it out on Friday, March 8th, No Bedroom at Fava Festival between 7 to 9 p.m. Thank you for joining us today, Ryan.
Just any plane.
Yeah, any plane. Okay. Show up at the airport.
Going to Spokane. Yeah. Very cool. I like that. That's exciting. Yeah.